Hashtag just saying. A Real Radio News special.
An act of aggression doesn't have to be physical violence. The intention of this is to hurt and humiliate and embarrass.
The people that operate these websites have got to step up to the plate and show some responsibility.
So there needs to be a campaign for the public to really understand that they can't just put anything onto social media.
It's a powerful thing, but at the same time, you know, you take in to your heart a bunch of comments from a bunch of people that you don't really know.
Whether you think trolling is just a bit of fun or if you think it's bullying, the effects it can be devastating. The issue hit the headlines earlier this year with the death of teenager Hannah Smith. The 14-year-old was urged to take her own life by people she'd never met online. But what is trolling? Well, it's posting comments online intended to annoy, cause anger or upset. Jessica lost a baby and turned to support groups on Facebook for help, but she ended up being abused instead.
Sadly, there were some quite sick people on there who set up fake profiles, pretended they'd lost, and so obviously put you into a position of trust with them, and then just turned on you all of a sudden, ended up lies being spread, telling you it was your fault, your baby died. It just felt like a vendetta against me. You know, I'd lost my child, I was trying to deal with it, and on top of like the loss of the child, I had to then cope with and deal with the effects of the aftermath of what they were doing.
Real Radio's been finding out if you've ever experienced trolling, and according to our research, 1 in 10 of you have. 30% were targeted for their appearance or pictures they posted on social media. Other reasons include religion, politics, or even sports teams. Jessica tells us there should be some way of getting justice for what she went through.
If they'd been able to find out exactly who it was via their IP address and banning them from internet for a year, anything like that, because at least for that time they'd be away from social networking sites, they wouldn't be allowed to go on any, so they wouldn't be able to cause harm to anybody else.
According to Real Radio's poll, of those who've been trolled, almost 40% have lost confidence through something said to them or about them online. Trolling can happen to anyone. All you need is a profile on a social media site.
Hashtag just saying. A Real Radio News special.
We now have access to our favourite stars in a way we've never had before. But is it wrong to tell a celebrity exactly what you don't like about them? Well, a staggering 92% of you say, absolutely, it is the wrong thing to do. Our Real Radio listener poll has revealed that one star who's faced a stream of abuse is Michelle Heaton from Liberty X.
I had a wish you would fall down the stairs and kill your unborn baby. What kind of person says something like that? You don't know what they're going through. They